welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note to indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. Some of the most interesting people we meet here at Indiana Weekend, we meet by accident. We went over to Atlanta, Indiana, 30 miles north of Indianapolis, for something called the New Earth Festival. A perfectly nice festival, something like 600 tables of artwork, crafts, and yard sale stuff. But the most interesting place in town to us turned out to be a newly remodeled building on Main Street with the somewhat unusual name of Mr. Muffin's Trains. For train hobbyists, or for people just reliving their childhood of a Lionel locomotive circling the Christmas tree, it's something of a museum, toy store, and fantasy land all in one. Collector trains line the walls. A model train is running in the window. Mr. Muffin himself, Steve Nelson, is talking to a visitor who's just wandered in. His wife, Liz Nelson, is explaining to us that the model train hobby is really for the whole family.
You know, they have to work together to do their layout. They have to plot their curves for math. They have to wire the track for engineering. And then art, everything you do to scenic layout is art. You know, from weathering a building to putting down the ballast on the track to make it look like gravel to building mountains and tunnels and bridges. It's just amazing. And I'm completely new to this hobby. Steve and I have been together 5 years. I knew nothing about it. It was all in boxes in storage. So if I can do it, anybody can do this hobby. And I like to do it very inexpensively. There are a lot of things you can buy in a hobby store to scenic your layout and spend a tremendous amount of money, but I'm not gonna do it. So we find all sorts of creative ways to scenic your layout without that. And then we have workshops on it. And the local Train Collectors of America, TCA members, hold their meetings in our shop from time to time. And we have done scenery workshops for them because a lot of these guys are like, I don't know how to do this. I just have tracks on a board. And we hold this workshop and they come in and they go, oh, no, no, I don't want to participate. I'm just going to watch. And then I do the demo and they're like, can I do that? And we make it so that they have something they can take home with them. So all of a sudden, they're building mountains and bridges on, you know, little Masonite boards that are going to fit on their layout and taking them home with them. And all of a sudden, they go, wow, I can do this too. So when you take family members and do that, it's tremendous. The other outshoot we've seen is developmentally disabled, challenged children and young adults have a tremendous affinity for trains, for model railroads. So we have a following of particularly autistic people that come into our model railroads, and we're developing actually a business that was going to train and employ them. So we're in the process of acquiring a company of model building model kits, and we're working with some different parents and some of our artistic people to develop a training program and put them to work, because once they age out of the school programs, there's nowhere for them to go. So that's what we want to do is around trains, because they have that connection to train them, no pun intended, for something related so that they can make that connection and have a job.
What is it about trains?
For anyone, I think it's that sense of nostalgia. It's something that we've lost. There's a sort of romance to a train. I think everyone can remember stopping a railroad track and counting cars. I think that all the movies we grew up with, whether they were westerns or they were romantic, they had a train in them. You know, if you think of White Christmas or Holiday Inn, there was a train. If you think of any western you ever watch, they were robbing a train or they were on a train, or the Wild Wild West when they had their beautiful, beautiful decked out private car. And there's that fantasy to it. When we get our nursing home groups or our church groups that come through, we get these senior citizens that are, they will look at our collection, they'll look at the engines, and they'll say, oh, I remember riding the Green Crescent from Chicago to St. Louis. And they'll tell their stories. And it's so heartwarming to have that connection. And for the multi-generational groups that come through, there's something that ties everyone together. And now we're seeing everything old is new again. you know, I know that my son's generation is all back to the hippie thing and, you know, aren't they thrilled? But universally, we're seeing young people, 5, 6, 7, 8, they're not just playing with model trains, they are learning the history of trains, not model trains, and they're translating that to their modeling. So trains teach. They absolutely teach STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math, and we really promote that. We just feel that it's so important.
Modeling teaches these things.
Modeling absolutely teaches these things because you have to have science in your wiring and how the trains work, in engineering with the chips that are in all this modern technology. We're now running on an app for your iPad or your smartphone. So they're running on an app, so you have that technology. You have art in all of the different scenery and modeling that you're doing, from building buildings to mountains, bridges, water. And then you have math. You can't build a layout without plotting your curves. You have to know your curve radius. What will your train run on? And you have to plot all those things. You know, how long a stretch do you need? What does it need to come into? What curve will work together? If you want to do an S, what's that math going to be? So it's geometry. And what I love about that is it's passive learning. They don't know they're learning something. So being, you know, I taught adjunct for a while and I've raised children. And I'm telling you, if you can get something that they're interested in, that's teaching them something they don't know about, it's golden. It's just golden.
Train hobbyist Liz Nelson, who runs a model train store in Atlanta, Indiana, with her husband Steve. The website is MrMuffinsTrains.com. Up next, a customer from Fisher's wanders in and is captivated, and we meet Mr. Muffin himself.
You must take the A train to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem.
Indiana Weekend, interesting people and places from across our region. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
Talking about modeling, the hobby of playing with model trains, sometimes including elaborate scenery, we stopped by a train store in Atlanta, Indiana during the town's recent New Earth Festival. Thousands of people in town, including a family from Fishers and an impressed dad.
Well, trains were actually a big part of our life. Well, actually, when I first walked in here, I saw all these trains. I was like, wow, brought back a lot of memories. And I was just telling the boys that when I was little, we had a large ping pong table and another table. And we had my dad made a big board, and we colored it with green and brown, made mountains. We had our trains going through it, and we had like a Christmas village and just like a regular town and everything. Went out there about every day, played with it, and had a racetrack going around it too. I don't know if you remember those. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of good times with these.
Why do you think people like these so much?
Mainly you can use your imagination. You can just make your own. I mean, we kind of made our own towns, our own layouts, kind of like envisioned ourselves in the old West and things like that. Tried to, I don't know, just using our imagination and everything.
Have you been away from trains for a while? I mean, are you seeing some stuff here?
Yeah, about 30 years. About 40 years. I haven't really seen a train since we walked in this festival, and we happened to just be standing out here, and this little guy saw the trains and ran in here, and I was like, wow, this is cool.
Steve Nelson is a former top executive with H.H. Gregg, who now teaches business at Butler University in Indianapolis. Trains are his hobby, too, and he's given a lot of thought to why they're still popular.
There's kind of two things going on. First of all, it's part of the history of our country. We couldn't have the economic development we have without trains. And so that's exciting. And then, you know, trains have always been linked with Christmas ever since Lionel built the first display layouts for the big stores in New York in 1903. And the idea that you would have a train running around a Christmas tree started in 1903. So, you know, that's forever linked between Christmas and trains. Kids love dinosaurs, right? And kids love trains just as much. I mean, there are kids that like trains more than dinosaurs. So to them, it's kind of a dinosaur. You know, it's just a big metal dinosaur. And, you know, when they see a real train, you know, a big, you know, see the 765 in Fort Wayne or a big train at one of the museums, it's very impressive. It's like a big dinosaur, you know? I mean, kids have that same passion for them.
He's still in the process of moving his shop from Carmel to tiny Atlanta. They're still working on the place, but it's already impressive. Hundreds of train cars along the walls.
Yeah, this is a portion, yep, of our collection. We have, over 4,000 trains in our collection. We have one of the largest collections in the country. I have no antiques. The oldest train I have is built in 94. So all of my engines have chips in them. They're all modern electronics. They can run them, control them with an iPad or a wireless unit of some type. So it's a pretty good collection. Mostly Eastern roads, Eastern United States, that's what I like the best. So I don't have a lot of Santa Fe, Union Pacific, I don't care about the Western roads.
He only started this collection about 16 years ago.
I don't know, I'm an overachiever. I kind of bought. So I'd see things I like. The hobby is really designed for individuals that are willing to pre-order a product. When a product gets announced, the catalog comes out, you have a very short period of time to decide whether you want one or not. And if you want one, you need to order it. The manufacturers only make what's ordered. And so you can't come to the party late and get what you want, or you'll spend a lot of time hunting for it. So most of our sales are people that are in the hobby and that they see something in a catalog they'd like to have and they pre-order it. And then we order it for them and ship it to them.
He's a business professor, so of course he's thought about the market for model trains.
Model railroading in total is over $1 billion a year in wholesale train sales, as measured by the University of Louisville Business School. They did a study on hobbies. And so model railroading is still the largest hobby. It's over twice as big as remote control airplanes and cars and all that. There's a lot of people that are in the hobby don't talk about they're in the hobby, we have a lot of doctors and lawyers and rich and famous people that have beautiful collections and beautiful layouts, and they don't tell anybody. It's just the nature of the beast.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know whether they think people make fun of them or... I didn't tell people I was collecting trains, until I started showing my trains to the public. And people would come in and go, "You're kidding," So, I don't know. That's kind of the nature of the hobby. But the hobby is very big. As people are retiring, we've got a lot of new customers that are building layouts for the first time. They've always wanted to, and now they have time. So they're getting into it. We pick up 100 to 150 new customers every month that see us online and read about us in blogs or whatever, and they buy from us. So there's a lot of people entering the hobby for the first time, a lot of families entering the hobby. So the hobby's alive and well. There are people that say the hobby's dead. It's not like it was in the 50s, where every house had a model train and every house had a piano. It's not like that anymore. But there's a lot of people that have model trains.
His business is mostly online, so you might wonder how they picked Atlanta.
We picked it principally because it's close to home. This seems like this town could use some economic development, and we wanted to be part of that. Obviously, we'll have trains running out here again someday, and I'd like to see this whole town get engaged in model railroading, So this could be train central, at least for the Midwest, would be right here in Atlanta, Indiana.
Steve Nelson, known to the world of model train collectors as Mr. Muffin. Long family story about that one. A shorter story about how one of the train hobby's biggest online suppliers ended up in tiny Atlanta, Indiana, 30 miles north of Indianapolis. Nelson and his wife Liz bought a place in Hamilton County, and when it was time to leave their shop in Carmel, Atlanta seemed like a good place to locate.
Said you're driving on the one after 909. Pick up my bags, run to the station.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
It's always good to hear from folks about the show. People have been kind enough to say sometimes how much they like the conversations. And we're really glad to find out how many IPR supporters are out there, voting with their memberships, you might say. If you're not a member yet, or if you're trying to remember the last time you renewed, could you think about connecting with us? If you could visit with us at indianapublicradio.org, that would be great. Or give us a call to renew. That number is 1-800-646-1812. Thanks so much for your support for Indiana Weekend and Indiana Public Radio.
Moving all our trains up here.
Steve is known around the country.
He is known around the country. Most people don't even know his name is Steve Nelson. They know him as Mr. Muffin. And so that's why the store became Mr. Muffin's Trains. And it's kind of a family joke that he was Mr. Muffin. When he was raising his boys, he used to tell them parables about the muffins, kind of teach them different things. And one day one of his boys stood up to him and said, "Dad, you're Mr. Muffin." And he kind of went, "Well, maybe." And he was setting up an eBay account years ago, and his son was helping him, and he started to type in his real name. And his son jumped in and said, "Dad, you have to have a screen name. You can't be yourself." And Steve's like, "Well, what should I be?" So his son jumps in and types Mr. Muffin's Trains and hits enter. And he's like, "You're Mr. Muffin. They're your trains." So he became Mr. Muffin's Trains in the hobby. And that's how people know him.
I'll bet you get some interesting customers.
Oh, Lord. Yes, absolutely. We get a lot of people that come in just kind of curious. We have seen, I think the most rewarding one is we had a family come to us. And they were having some challenges with their son, and it was causing a lot of strife in the family. And they ended up, we worked with them at length and did measurements in their house. We built them a layout table and helped them get set up in trains. And it has been a phenomenal communication improvement in their family. And the beauty of it is you don't have to do it every day. You know, you can walk away from it and go do all your summertime activities and then come back to it in the winter. You can do it by yourself. You can do it two of you, three of you, all of you. And I think that that's been really valuable for them because their son felt like he was kind of in control and everyone was able to participate the way he wanted them to. And the communication was improved tremendously.
When you're really into this and you've had the chance to discover it as an adult, I mean, do you feel like you're driving the train? Do you? I know sometimes people put cameras on them and things like that.
People do put cameras on them. We actually have a car that you can put your phone on and it's attached to the whole train and it will go through our entire layout. So, and that's one of the reasons I actually scenic the inside of our tunnels, because people put the GoPro on it or they put their camera on and they take a picture. We had one gentleman, there's a scene on our layout of this city, and everything we have is period. We don't have modern on our scenery and in our scenery. It's all 40s, 50s, maybe a little into the 60s. So all of our cars, our buildings. And he carried around pictures of that city scene on his cell phone. And he would come in and say to me, "I got to tell you a story." And I'd say, "Okay." And he'd say, "Showed this picture to my friends, told them it's the town I grew up in." I said, "You're kidding." He said, "No, they all want to know where it is." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, you're kidding." Because when you do those close-up shots, they look phenomenally realistic. You know, it's got the people, the dogs, the streets, the cars. And people were literally asking him, and then he'd be like, "The joke's on you. You know, this is a train layout." And they'd be like, "No way." So that was kind of fun.
So somebody could get started realistically or $300 or $400. What if Bill Gates came in and said, "I want the best, I want the biggest, most elaborate"? How would you respond to that?
Well, there are several companies in the country that do exactly that. In fact, there's one gentleman here in Indiana that has built a layout for Neil Young. David Letterman is actually a train aficionado. He's a customer of ours. Yes, we can do it at that level. We are really not equipped for that. So we would probably refer them to one of these companies. One of the gentlemen is down in Texas, and he was actually a set designer, a Hollywood set designer. His layouts are phenomenal. But, you know, you're going to spend six figures for a layout like that. They are magnificent, but they can get expensive.
Anything you can tell us about Dave? Does Dave like the retro style? The
nostalgia? Dave does. Dave actually bought two of the Monon passenger sets that Steve did as a special run. We also, one of the other things we do is we customize a lot of buildings. So Dave's sister had come in looking for a gift for him. And of course, buying a train is a little pricey. So we took one of our grocery store buildings and we customized it as an Atlas supermarket. So she gave it to him for his birthday, and it's on his layout. So, yeah, Dave is actually a very nice guy. He also bought Indiana Railroad, if you're familiar with. There's actually a railroad that was started 30 years ago now here in Indiana called the Indiana Railroad. Dave came into the shop, and there was one engine on display, and he said, "Can I have that?" And Steve said, "No, that's mine." And Dave said, "You're kidding." He says, "No, it's mine," because it was on his display shelf. And he says, "Well, do you have another one?" Steve says, "Well, yeah." He says, "Can I have that one?" He goes, "Yeah." So it was really funny. And then, so Steve got it for him. Well, he held it the entire time he was in the shop. And he and his wife and son and a couple other people were there for over an hour. And Dave Letterman is holding on to this engine box. He is not going to set it down.
How are trained people different from other hobbyists, other folk?
I think the most interesting thing is they're secretive. You don't know that your neighbor is a train hobbyist. They're very exclusive. You know, this is my man cave, this is my hobby, this is my layout, don't come near me. We actually had two gentlemen in this shop one day, at, you know, watching the layout, and it was like, I can't remember their names, but it was like, "Hey, Bill, how are you doing?" "Steve, I'm great, how are you?" "Well, what are you doing here?" "Well, I've got trains." "You don't, we've been neighbors for 15 years, I didn't know you have trains." "I've got trains too." So they'd been neighbors and friends for years and did not know that the other was in the hobby. So that's the most interesting thing. And we're kind of trying to bring the hobby out of the shadows and make it that this is a cool thing. You know, you're not a geek if you've got trains. This is awesome. There are a lot of wonderful people that have trains. So bring it out of the dark.
Is there anything that's new in 2016 as you head toward, you know, gift giving season? Is there anything that's hot right now?
There's always something new coming out. You know, every Christmas, the Polar Express is always hot, hot, hot. There are a couple of new engines that are coming out. I think the technology is the biggest ticket right now, though, is the running it on your phone or your iPad.
Liz Nelson, who with her husband Steve Nelson runs Mr. Muffin's Trains in Atlanta, Indiana. It's always interesting to talk with people passionate about what they do. Some of us have low sales resistance, so we start thinking, well, trains might be fun to start collecting. Even if you're not a collector, the meticulous detail of some of those model train layouts is remarkable. They are artwork, inhabited, brought to life by chugging scale model machines from another era and a simpler time. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft, and all the folks in the front office, including your friends Matt Bloom, Connie Clary, Lori Georgie, Emily Kowalski, Andrea Lutz, John Morgan, Angie Rapp, and Debbie Webb. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.